this has hung over the Chiefs a lot. So I guess part of it is like, it's like describing a problem that is real. But is it real enough that it will stop them from going to the Super Bowl? The things I always discuss with the Chiefs, and I think it's important to discuss here, is will this be the reason they don't go to the Super Bowl? The red zone effort on Sunday, or Saturday, I apologize, against the Texans was abysmal. The first two drives inside the 15, one of which you were gifted on a bad kick return coverage, and not gifted, like you earn it, but you understand, good field position. They went six plays for negative 11 yards and settled for two field goals. They didn't even give themselves a choice to go for fourth down, like we were talking about in the aggressiveness earlier. That's a whole nother problem. And so if that's the case, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about the red zone stuff. I will say they scored on five of their seven total drives. Some of this is just a numbers game. They didn't get a lot of trips in general. But yeah, the red zone, once again, seems like it's flaring up. It's the cute stuff for me. Like the word, it's like, just play some normal function of your offense.
I think it's part of it, but they've had the ebbs and flows of this throughout the season too, where they've had stretches where all of a sudden the red zone issues are solved. I think we all recognize, again, against a team like Buffalo, going to have to be better than that out of the gate. I also think a discussion we're going to get into during the Chiefs Red Half Hour about running backs plays a role here. We're going to talk about Pacheco and Hunt. I think in the red zone, there's one running back that should be getting the touches, period. And we'll discuss that. But that's part of my answer kind of to your talking about how concerned should we be, red zone issues and what's going on there. I think using the correct back in the red zone would also alleviate some of this. The first drive of the game, the negative 11 yards over six plays in the red zone that you referenced, the first two drives, I should say, out of the eight plays to begin the game, I want to say Pacheco had four of the touches. And this is not a knock on him. He's been incredible. But he's not their
backwards.
He's not their best option right now.
He's actually
in the goal line red zone area.
Part of it is because he's not as good. Like I think that they both possess talent in different ways. And we can talk more about the running backs here in a minute. But the problem with Pacheco is that he's not a good avoiding the negative run. He gets in negative yardage situations more than Kareem. And when you're talking about a red zone that is 15 yards gold, we have to be very, very, very careful about how many times you can take steps back in order to get there in the other level. And so, yeah, I don't think the red zone stuff is nothing, right? I don't think it should just be ignored. Because the other part about this is you can kick three field goals against the Houston Texans and win comfortably like they did. You and I both know, Gold, that is not the case with the Buffalo Bills. They are going to score between 24 and 30 points, in my opinion. Like, I think that that's probably the range for Buffalo. So if you're thinking you're settling for three field goals down there, are you getting three more touchdowns to go with it? No, you probably need to get in the end zone an additional time. Not every red zone trip, not every trip down to the scoring area has to end in not a field goal, but more than did against the Texans have to end up in a score. And I think some of it is like the run stuff, the run wide receiver stuff that gets me. Like, and I'm not saying they just have to be like, they're not Derrick Henry. They don't have to just run it up the middle and hope. But I just feel like that's where like DeAndre Hopkins, who is a contested catch guy, or Travis Kelce, who moves great in space. And like, I feel like they're always trying to get to the outside rather than try to work with some of the guys who I think can handle contested catches.
So the Chiefs were overall, what, 24th in the league, it looks like, this year in red zone touchdown percentage. Buffalo, second best in the entire league. 68% of the time they score touchdowns. They also, that's where Josh Allen and his run game and the tush push that they do and everything comes into play. But they were the second best team. They beat the best team in the red zone this past week, Baltimore. Baltimore was the number one team in the red zone with Derrick Henry and Lamar, 74%. Buffalo 68%. You got to go all the way to 24 where the Chiefs are, 52% in the red zone touchdown percentage. Of the remaining teams in the postseason,
they're the worst, probably.
Buffalo, I mentioned, was second. Let's see where Philadelphia was 21st. Washington was sixth, and then the Chiefs were 24th. Yeah, so they were definitely the worst.
I mean, it's been a consistent problem, but some of that is what we just discussed. Some of those touchdowns are because, you know, they're getting it 50% of the time, like if you're Washington's case, by going for it. And some of it is because Kansas City knows a lot of games they can win with field goals. I just don't think they can win this game with field goals.
Same thing applies to Buffalo, too, though.
Yeah, like, sure,
I think it applies to them. Now, they have the numbers to back up that they're converting. But I would say that's the same thing in any big-time football game. I mean, on the NFC side, Commanders and Eagles, neither one of them can settle for field goals. I mean, I think when you get to games like this, you have to understand you settle for field goals. There's a risk that you missed your opportunity.
Yeah, I think so. And, like, I understand it, but Buffalo's been better at it in the red zone and goes for it more in the red zone. So, like, they're just better at it. Kansas City in this last game is frustrating because, like, the frustrating part is moving backwards.
Yeah,
not even, like, getting closer to the goal line so you can, like, make a decision. They're moving backwards.
That's where and there's no way to like prove it one way or the other. The first two drives, was that rust or was that just what they were? I don't know, right?
First two drives were rusty,
and they had negative 11 yards in the sixth place.